Independent Home Care, this is speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Esther?
Yes.
Hi, Esther. My name is Ron Bowman. I'm Heidi's father.
Oh, hi, Ron. How can I help you?
Good. I think you've been talking to Margaret.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to call and say that Trish, as you know, unfortunately quit. Did she give you a reason why?
Yeah, I actually spoke with Margaret about it. I know Margaret thinks she maybe got offended or anything, and nothing with that. She was just going back to her previous client that she's been working with for a couple of years already. The client was hospitalized and came back home, and she wanted to continue there. The client also insisted on having her previous caregiver resume the services there. But I did tell Margaret that she taking any offense or there was none of that. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm not worried about it. I wanted to say to you, Esther, that Margaret was missing some cosmetic products, Lanacone, a couple items that's like $100, and we never said anything at all. It was missing is the day she was here.
The first day
she was here. The next day, Margaret went to get a shower, and she put this on her face and lotion, et cetera. And then we searched the house forever and forever, never said anything to Trish. But then I was going to say something to her today when she came. And I don't really care about the shower. I mean, that was the cheap thing anyway. And I've since replaced that. It's not a problem, but... And then I was thinking maybe, well, part of the reason she's not coming back is she doesn't want me to address the missing products.
Can you tell me again what we're missing? I didn't pick up what exactly you mentioned. What's missing?
Hang on.
What was missing was Lanacome products, a moisturizer, jar of moisturizer that I had just opened. And I keep in the same place, but as my husband said, when I went to use it, it wasn't there. And then an unopened new bottle of toner,
both
the same Lanacome. So we have searched high and low, and you know wanted to give Trish the benefit of the doubt, but we also thought, my husband especially thought, we should bring it up since she. Isn't coming back, and we didn't get an opportunity to,
right.
You know, just see if she had put it someplace where we couldn't find it. But it just seemed kind of concerning to us that it was missing, and no one else was here.
Right, makes sense. All right, let me see if I'll handle this.
I really don't like bringing it up, but my husband thought we should, so.
I understand. I mean, if you know that nobody else comes into the home.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, on the other hand, I know that we talked about the start time for the other aide. She'll probably be coming like 1:30, 1:30 to 3:30.
Well, you know, if we have... We have, Heidi has visitors that come on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock, 3:15. That's why if...
You went a little earlier then. Okay.
Yeah. I don't mean to be difficult, but...
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. If she could come at the latest one, that would be better.
Okay. All right, let me try to make some adjustments here, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Esther.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.